Welcome to Mysteries, Myths, and Legends. I'm Taylor.
I'm Savannah.
And welcome to the show. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Hello. So how are you doing, Taylor?
I'm quite frankly stressed out. I hate adult life. We've said it before, so I'll say it again every day. Probably for the rest of my life. I'm tired of working.
Oh, I totally get you there.
Like, it's fine. Like, I understand I have to work to live, but, like, my job is just kind of doo-doo. So that's how I'm feeling. But, like, it's fine. You know? Yeah. I get a paycheck. And that is what matters.
Yeah. See, sometimes when I'm, like, I go through the week and I'm like, oh, I hate working. And then I get my paycheck. I'm like, maybe it's not so bad.
Suddenly, it's kind of worth it.
Yeah.
But then we get to come home and do this fun podcast. So, you know, that's fun.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't really have much going on. I do want to say I am excited for Memorial Day weekend.
Oh my gosh. Same. I am going to Atlanta. I'm excited.
That'll be fun. Memorial Day usually is like the day we open the pool. Like my parents have a pool. Mm-hmm. So I'm just excited to go swimming.
Pool day. I'm so jealous. I cannot wait to come and have a pool day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Yeah, but other than that, I'm just like, yeah, I'm just been thinking about summer.
Summer.
I have anything else except for, I guess, my story, unless you have something else to talk about.
I have nothing else to talk about. Let's just get right on into your story, shall we?
Okay. So, this week I have something that, like, I don't think you have heard of it, but also you might have heard of, like, a different version of, let me just start talking about it. So, this is, a legend from Guatemala.
Ooh.
And it is El Hombre de Sombrerón.
Ooh,
sometimes
okay.
Just El Sombrerón or the Goblin.
The Goblin, okay.
Yeah. There's also another name that I don't really know how to pronounce, so I'm just going to go with these other ones.
Mm-hmm.
And that translates to the man in the hat or just like the hat man.
Yeah. Oh, of course I've heard of the hat man, Savannah. I need you to know that.
But this one's a different one than what you've probably heard of. I'll talk about that other one later, but this is a new one that you have not heard about. So, or maybe you have, I don't know. But this isn't the like popular one online. So this is a boogeyman type guy. So he is described as a short man dressed in black and has a thick belt. And wears a large black hat and boots that make a lot of noise when he walks. So, kind of menacing.
Kind of, but also kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Just wearing all black, like, that's, you know, kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's my vibe.
Mm-hmm. That's true. actually, like, my mom likes to wear all black, too. So
it's a vibe.
He also likes braiding. So he braids horses' tails.
Okay.
And, yeah, he braids horses', like, hair and tails and stuff. So, like, kind of cute, I guess.
Yeah, he's honestly, that's kind of cute. Also, but that's a little creepy. Like, if I saw a grown man in all black braiding a horse's tail, I'd be like,
Yeah, and when he can't find a horse, he will braid dog's hair.
Interesting.
Yeah, which, like, I don't really understand how you do that, but, like, go off, I guess.
Yeah, true.
So, so far he's not too bad, but I'm about to get into the creepy part. So, he likes to, like, quote, court young ladies.
Okay, disgusting.
Yeah, courting, like, you know, trying to date them, I guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So he likes to go up to young ladies who have long hair and big eyes.
Okay.
So I mean, I have long hair, I don't know.
I have long hair, and I feel like I maybe have big eyes too.
Yeah, well, look out.
Scary.
So when he finds someone that he likes, he will follow her, braid her hair, sing to her, and play his guitar, which he also has a silver guitar, which supposedly does not sound good because it's made of silver.
Interesting. See, at first thought, Savannah, I was like, that's very creepy. However, I do like my hair to be played with. Love when somebody is playing guitar and singing to me. So,
Yeah.
you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, true, but I do have here, I like right after that, I say like in my notes, which all it all seems good so far. But he also will put soil on her plate, the lady who he's with, and she is unable to eat or sleep. So, not great.
Okay, yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. So he also appears at dusk, dragging around a group of mules carrying coal, which is like interesting.
This man is like the most random man on earth.
Oh, I know. I know. He travels around the city and neighborhoods. And when a woman responds to his love, he ties up the mules to like her house's pole, like wherever she lives, and then he unhooks his guitar and starts singing and dancing like outside of her house. So like I don't know if I would want to be visited by this guy necessarily.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think so. I'm okay without it, you know?
Yeah, so there is sort of like a story behind this legend. So let me get into that. The main story goes like this. A woman named Susanna, she lived in the neighborhood of La Recolección, in Guatemala. Which apparently it was, I like looked this up. Apparently that neighborhood was destroyed by earthquakes in 1773. So I don't really know if like I looked it up wrong and like there actually is another one that's still around, or like this is a really old story.
Oh, like permanently
Yeah.
gone?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
It's just like in ruins now, so.
Oh, wow. If it's that
Yes.
old, that's crazy.
Yeah. So anyways, the story goes that she was the daughter of a woman who owned like the local store, and she was very pretty, had long hair and big brown eyes. Which, you know, sounds a lot like somebody that he would go after. So one night during a full moon, she was on the balcony of her house, just looking up at the sky, admiring it. And suddenly, a man with a big hat and a guitar approached her. I mean, she was on the balcony, so I guess he was probably below. But he approached the house, and her beauty amazed him.
Oh, how sweet.
Yeah. So he sang her a song, but her parents heard and ended up seeing that she was out and
Uh-oh.
made her come back inside.
Uh-oh, grounded.
Yeah, basically. Since that day, she was not able to sleep.
Oh, that's so strange. How is this man doing that?
I know. I don't know. She was also not able to eat because every time she was served food, it would be contaminated with soil or
Ew.
just dirt, you know.
Yeah.
And her parents started to get worried So they cut her hair and took it to the church so a priest would put holy water on it and like pray for her.
What? Okay. That's wild. But smart.
Yeah, sure. So a few days later, she actually was able to sleep and eat again, and the man did not come back. So I guess you're right. This did work. Like, they were smart enough to do that.
Yeah.
So this story, people say that it's actually used to get young women to obey their parents and to be modest.
Okay. No. That's lame.
I know.
Big
I
lame.
know it is.
Not cool.
So I don't know. Yeah, I don't like this guy.
Oh no. I
If
mean,
that's how you
no, we don't like this guy. No. He's creepy, he's weird. He's disgusting. He's obsessed with hair, and that's just a little bit too weird for me.
Oh, I know. Like braiding horses' hair and then braiding women's hair, just like
Like,
licking women's
can
hair.
I have a suggestion for him? Why he should just grow out his own hair and then braid his own.
That is a great suggestion.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should.
If you hear that, Hat Man, they take it or leave it, I guess.
Exactly. I don't really get the whole like, oh, we're just not gonna, I'm not gonna let her eat because like I'm contaminating her stuff with soil.
No, I'm
It's like
confused by
what?
that too because, like, at least in that scenario, it's not her fault that she didn't talk to him. Her parents were like, you have to come inside, you know? Like, at least make their food soil.
Well, see, it's not even like he was doing it because of that. He was doing it because she was like listening to him sing it all.
That's just so weird.
Because apparently this would happen if she like interacted with him at all.
Interesting.
So. So yeah, interesting.
Well, then, yeah, I most definitely don't want to come across this guy then.
Yeah.
Like, I'm
No.
trying to sleep and eat. That's one, two of my favorite things in the whole world.
Yeah, and apparently, like, the parents in the situation are like, well, I mean, it's your fault. You were outside. But it's
I mean, you're
like,
right.
what?
But, like, how is that her fault?
Yeah,
How is
I
she
don't
supposed to
understand.
know that this man is going to curse her?
Exactly. Yeah, so that's pretty much the end of that story, but I do have another one to tell.
Ooh.
So. Any last thoughts on this guy? I don't know.
No other than I would love to never see him, making me consider cutting my hair short.
Oh,
I was already considering it though, so.
I know. Ooh, that'd be cute.
Yeah, we'll see.
So I know that was a short one, but I do have a second story because this, like I said, the Hat Man in the beginning, like this is who this guy is.
Yeah.
And I remembered, like, there is another Hat Man that is more popular on the internet, so I thought I'd cover that guy as well.
Yeah, I don't like that guy. I don't like either one of those guys, actually. Any
Yeah.
guy with a hat, get out of here. Get out of here right
Yeah.
now.
Well, let's just get on into it in case like nobody else knows who I'm talking about. So the other one that, you know, we've both heard of before is more of like a modern story, and it's, well, I mean, I won't say it's modern totally because it is kind of like old, but it's still relevant in today's culture, at least internet culture. So people online say that when somebody takes this drug called DHP, dependent hydramine, which is also known as Benadryl. This character called the Hat Man will sometimes show up.
Yeah.
And it also happens during sleep paralysis a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And like a combination of both, you know? So, and it could also, it's also shown up with other drugs such as caffeine, even. Like if you have too much caffeine.
Interesting.
Yes. So this is definitely a different Hat Man. It has been on the internet since the late 2000s. So It's a good amount of time. Many people have had the same or similar experiences, so that's how this sort of came about. That it's like people believe it could be like a real thing. So let me get into like the little description. This guy is a it's like a tall silhouette of a man in a brimmed hat and a trench coat that flows as he moves. So kind of creepy and
Very.
definitely a different description than the other guy.
Yeah, at least the other guy, like, he appeared at least a little more fun than this trench coat guy.
He appears a lot creepier, I think. And he only appears like when you're in bed at night and like about to fall asleep, or like if you wake up or something, it's just like when you're in the darkness, laying in bed. And it's usually when you were in between sleep and consciousness. Sleep and consciousness. I feel like I'm saying that weird. And there's no distinguishable features on this guy's face, which is also creepy. So, like, no eyes, no nose, no mouth, only blackness.
Hate it.
Not,
Hate it a
not
lot.
good, not good. It's like a. People have described it as like a shadow, but darker. So,
Yeah.
just, yeah. Definitely not good. Most people online say that this is just like a creepy pasta, so like something that people have almost made up, like a fake creation of the internet. Or like even a hallucination that many people just coincidentally have. But other people say that this could be a dangerous being, or maybe like not actually dangerous, but just real and just like an observer.
Ew, okay. I really don't like that. And I feel like it's, before you tell me that, I feel like I need to go ahead and tell you and all of you that I have had an experience with the Hat Man. And
Really?
I don't even want to sound like I'm like actually crazy, but like I did have sleep paralysis one time. I mean, I've had it a couple times, but I had it one time and I was at my grandparents' house, which we all know, if you've heard this podcast before, is like pretty haunted there. And I was staying in this upstairs bedroom by myself in this really big bed. And I woke up in the middle of the night and I couldn't. I was like sleeping on my back and I couldn't move at all. But like I could like lift my head a little bit. And in the very corner of the room, it was like the door to go out into the hallway. And then like the other corner, like I had like a dresser there. And in the corner, it was a tall, literally shadowed man, just exactly like what you said. Like, you could tell that he was a shadow. Like, he wasn't like a full form of a person, but it was like so dark that you couldn't really see through him either, if that kind of makes sense. And he was very tall. I can like picture him. And that's like, you reading this description just like gave me the chills because I'm like, I don't even like to think about it.
Oh no, I'm
No,
sorry.
you're good. But it was like a brimmed hat, like a brim all the way around, circular hat with like a little indention kind of at the top. And then like I don't know if the guy that I saw was wearing a trench coat, but definitely just like long sleeve pants situation. But like yeah. But I guess I just fell back asleep. So I, probably just a little sleep paralysis demon, what I saw. I don't know.
Jeez.
Creepy.
I don't have any experience with this or sleep paralysis. And I really want to like make sure I don't. I need to like knock on
No.
wood, because like that's really scary.
It is really scary. And then like I was eventually able to like come up out of it and I slept with the lights on ever since. And actually, I'm not even gonna lie, ever since that happened to me, when I stay in that room, I sleep with the lights on. I literally have to, 'cause it
That's
scares me.
sad.
So
Okay.
yeah.
Well,
Anyway, moving on to what you were talking about.
yeah, You're not gonna like what I have to say
I know.
next.
That's why I wanted to say it now because I'm like, I'm already freaked out. So might as well say it before we hear that it's gonna be this demon that's coming after me or something.
Well, I mean, there's not much else to say, honestly. It's just that some people say that the Hat Man could be a shadow person who will attack you.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's good.
Or maybe it's just somebody who like watches and doesn't really do anything harmful.
Okay.
There have not really been any real reports of the Hat Man harming people,
Yeah. Well, I mean,
so there's
that's.
that at
There
least.
is at least that. Except for, I thought you said he attacks some people.
I said that he could
Oh,
be,
yeah. Well, I guess
but
anybody
he,
could
yeah,
attack.
like people say, like, oh, like he definitely looks menacing enough to attack me,
Well, that's
but
true.
he has not. So,
Yeah, I mean, he didn't attack me. He just stood there in the corner,
yeah,
looking
so
at me.
I definitely don't want to be visited by either of these hat men.
No. And no. As I said, any man with a hat, you can just move right on along.
Yeah. Any man with a hat. Any sort of dark, shadowy figure. No thanks. No thanks. These, yeah, it's also interesting, like separating from this story at all. It's just interesting how like the internet can come up with these legends, you know, 'cause like the internet's its own culture.
Oh, I know. And like the Hat Man TikToks are so funny.
Yes. Yeah, so the Hat Man's definitely on TikTok
Yeah, if you're not on
if
there, he's
anyone.
definitely on there. People make TikToks all the time, like, oh, I need to take Benadryl because it's allergy season, but I don't. I like owe the Hat Man money.
Yeah, they joke
It's
around and say that.
great.
Yeah, so it's just interesting. And I mean, this other Hat Man from
Yeah, the hair braider from
yes,
Guatemala.
he came first, and I didn't even know about him.
He's the OG. Yeah,
Yeah.
he's where it all started. Disgusting then, disgusting now.
Yeah.
And just in different ways.
Yeah, so I mean, I know that was kind of a short one this week, but that is what I have. The Hat
We
Man.
love that. Well, actually, we hate that, but. It was a great
Yeah.
story. I'm spook
Yep.
magooked, can't lie. Like, I'm very. Ooh, I don't like talking about that sleep paralysis hat
Yeah.
man.
And I there's not actually like all of the sources I found that talk about these both of these things sort of say the same thing over and over again, so it's like not much to go off of, so I
No,
just
for
gave
sure.
you what I could find. But
Yeah.
yeah, like these things are
It
creepy.
is creepy. And also, like. I was sitting there debating the whole time whether or not I was gonna tell you guys. I mean, I think you know, Savannah, that happened to me. But like, I was like, should I tell the podcast? I don't know, because like, I do sound a little cuckoo, you know.
Yeah, but like it's a phenomenon that like
And
happens.
it
And
did
I think
happen, and it
I
did. Like,
agree.
whether it was a dream or not, it felt very real to me when it was
Yes.
happening.
I do think it's strange that it does happen to people kind of often because that's what I was finding in my like searching.
Yeah. And also, I will say that happened to me like far before we started this podcast, too. So, like, I've always been into like paranormal spooky stuff, but like, you would think maybe if we were talking about this more and more, maybe I would be more apt, you know, for that to happen. But that happened like a long time ago. So,
Yeah.
that's not an excuse.
Interesting.
I know.
I don't know. I think it could just be like a dream. Like a 'cause like sleep paralysis, you're like half asleep, half
Yeah,
awake
no,
almost.
for sure. For sure.
But I don't know. Like some people fully believe that it's like a being. I don't know if I do.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know either.
Because you actually saw this thing. So what,
I
like.
did see him, but the thing was, like, it what I saw, it looked as if I was fully awake, just laying down in the bed, and that this person was standing in the corner of the room. Like, your story said kind of he was floating, but like I could see this person's legs, and like he was just standing there. But I couldn't see his face. Like, he really didn't have a face. Like, no. I mean, it was there, but like, no features. Ew.
That's so
God,
scary.
ew. Okay. We have got to be done talking about this. I'm freaking myself out.
Okay. But, let's move on to your next story.
Yes. And you know what? For once in a blue moon, and thank goodness I do, I have a little bit of a palate cleanser. Like, it is definitely still a little creepy, but you'll see what I mean by palate cleanser by the end of this story. So, for you this week, I have the legend of the Fresno Nightcrawlers.
Oh, Nightcrawlers.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like their name, pretty great. Sounds like it could be a band. Maybe we should start a band like that, you know?
It kind of does sound like it.
Could already be a band. I did not look that up, so, you know. But apparently, the Fresno Nightcrawlers are a very well-known cryptid. And I had never heard of them until we went to Mothman Festival last year. Mm-hmm. When I saw, like, a million different, like, stickers and shirts and merches, all this stuff for the Fresno Nightcrawlers.
Maybe that's where I've heard of it. Because I was like, I think yeah. I might have heard of this.
Yeah, so, like, this is on my list of, like, all those things that we, like, saw when we were there. We're like, ooh, we've never heard of this one, never heard of this one. This is one of those. And I think, like, once I describe what they look like to you, you'll really remember what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So, yeah, let's just jump right on into the story. So I'll be taking us to Fresno, California, and we're going to throw it back to 2007. So this is a pretty, like, recent legend, which I love when we find those because, like, you know, they're not as big as they once were because, you know, technology is able to, like, disprove a lot of stuff, you know. But so this official, like, the Fresno Nightcrawlers have been talked about since, like, the late 1990s. But this story that I'm about to tell you from 2007 is, like, the first big, well-known story. So, you know, late 90s, early 2000s era is what we're going to be in.
Okay.
So, this guy, his name is Jose. He is just living in Fresno, California, living his life. He wakes up in the middle of the night back in 2007 to this dog barking really loudly. It wasn't his dog, but I guess it was, like, his neighbor's. So, he was like, I better go check it out. What could it be? And he waited. Because I was like, now, Jose, if you got up immediately to see what this dog is barking at, have you ever seen a horror movie? But he did wait, but it wouldn't stop barking. So eventually he got up. And I can't lie, that's a horrible idea. I would just let the dog keep barking. Would you get up, Savannah?
Just let it keep barking.
Like, even all night long?
Well.
She said, well.
No, I don't know. I don't know if I would want to get involved. I would be like, somebody else can do it.
True. Well, Jose was like,
I'm... probably the bad... not a good thing probably. To do, but I don't know.
Probably the worst, but it's okay. That's not what Jose did. Jose got up and was looking around. And so, luckily, Jose had cameras, like, all around his house. Like, this whole security system. And so he goes to, like, wherever his little computer is to look and see what's popping outside. So at least he's doing it the safe way, you know, not walking outside with the, like, bat. He's going to the camera room / computer room. And he's looking around at all the cameras. And he is looking at the camera that's in his front yard. And he sees this creature that is standing in his front yard. Okay, and it's not just standing, it's walking, but it's walking very slowly across his front yard. So he claims, and the video claims, that it was this white creature, like, very white. It had two really, really long legs, and the whole body of this creature is in the shape of a wishbone.
Oh.
So kind of like an upside down Y, but, like, wider than that, if you can imagine.
Yeah.
We'll have pictures on our Instagram, like, renditions of this if you want to see. And Jose claims that it was around, like, 3 to 5 feet tall. He couldn't really tell, you know, it was on the camera, but, like, a short human is what he imagined. So after watching the footage, most, like, people, like, researchers, scientists, and just, or everyday people, compare his movements kind of to like a granddaddy long leg spider. And I'm just like, maybe, but to me it kind of looks like it's just walking really slowly. Like just real slow. Okay. Yeah. So, I did, Savannah, send you this video. So it's the first one that I sent you. Okay. And okay. I wanted to have Savannah, while she pulls it up, watch it live and get her reaction to it. Because, you know, when I had first found the story, I was like, if I'm not able to find this footage, I feel like it's going to be pointless to tell the story. But the footage is out there. So if it's going to be linked below also, but you can also just YouTube it.
Yeah. Do I need sound? Or?
Oh, no. There's no sound.
Okay.
So on either anything.
Okay. So
maybe you can describe what you see. Before. I know it'll take a minute. And it's blurry because it's like security cameras.
So it's 3 minutes long.
So maybe just like fast forward it a little bit.
Okay. Oh, the footage is kind of blurry, but...
It's very blurry. And they're all blurry, because I looked to see if there was, like, a high-resolution one, but...
Oh, what the heck is that? Oh, my God.
I know.
That's creepy!
Like, as it's walking closer to the camera, you can see more and more of it, and you're like, no, 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 no. What is going on?
Watching again. Oh my god. That's so weird because that does not look like a person.
It really doesn't look like a person at all. Like from a distance, like at first in the beginning when it was kind of far away, I was like, that could just be like a really like tall person like walking in a robe. But then as it gets closer, you can see its legs are so defined.
Yeah, like I'm like, maybe it's a person carrying something.
Right.
And it looks like it's another leg, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's so weird. So, moving on from that video for right now. So, that was in 2007. So, now we're going to move to April 3rd, 2011, when another video surfaced of supposed night crawlers. Okay. Let me tell you the backstory before I let you watch this video as well. So, a retired couple had been having issues with break-ins in their Yosemite private property. Now, how bougie is that? They have private property in Yosemite National freaking park. Like, must be nice. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
I didn't even know you could do that.
Me neither. And that's why I'm like, they have to be extremely rich. You know. Yeah. So, well, it could have, honestly, it could be like around Yosemite, too. You know, they didn't really specify.
Yeah.
but in the same area, basically, as the first video where it came from. But just way closer to Yosemite. So this couple, they had been having, like, break-ins. And like, nothing was really stolen, but, like, things were just moved around. And, like, it was a little weird. So, as they should have, they decided to get some cameras so they could, you know, try to catch this person who was messing with them. So they ended up catching something, but it was not what they expected. They caught this creature that was white, wishbone shaped, with long legs walking around on their property. So, you know, I've always wanted to go to Yosemite, because who doesn't, obviously? But the thought of seeing a cryptid, especially one like this there, is crazy to me. Like, I never imagined that that would be a thing. Did you? Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
They say
so,
natural.
Yeah, the national.
Why can I not say it? National parks.
They do have some crazy things.
Yeah, have some like crazy things there. Like,
I know, but I just don't ever think of it like that. And I'm like, let's go. I'm ready for like a national park road trip. Let's go see some crazy stuff.
Yeah, true. It would be more like, it would be easier for these creatures to stay undetected if they were just in a bunch of land that nobody like, I mean, people still go to there, but they're not in every little crevice.
Yeah, that's true. That's
so like,
true.
It, like, you know, it being in a neighborhood with the first one, that was crazy. But, like, if it's, they're in, like, more of, like, a neighborhood, then that's easier for them to get spotted, obviously. So maybe they would be more likely to be in, like, a park.
It's very true. They're out there with Bigfoot.
Yeah, exactly. You see?
No, it makes sense. So I did send you the second video from this couple. And it's, like, in the link. You have to, like, go into the link and then scroll down. You'll see the video. Okay. You'll get there.
Scrolling.
But as you're scrolling to find the video, let me go ahead and forewarn you and also the listeners. This one is way more clear, way more high resolution, and this one's a little bit insane. So if you're going to watch one, honestly, Google it. It's like the first one that comes up if you Google it, and it's insane. So.
Okay, okay. I'm looking.
I'm very suspensefully.
Oh. My God. Yeah, that is a lot clearer.
Yeah.
And there's two of them.
Yeah, and there was two of them in the first one, too. The other one just wasn't walking.
Wow. I don't know what to say about these things.
I know. Like, it's crazy. And, like, I feel like for other cryptids, there is really not that much video footage. But for these, like, those two are the main, most trusted videos. There are a ton of other videos out there that claim to be the Fresno Nightcrawlers, but they've mostly all been proven to be edited. But these two have undergone a lot of investigation. And from as far as everybody can tell, they're real. Now, whether or not that's a costume, somebody in the video, I don't know. But they're not edited videos. So, a little crazy, in my opinion. But, I want to first go ahead and tell you that there's never been any reports of anything bad happening from any Nightcrawler encounter. No harmfuls, no attacks, no nothing. So, you know, they're kind of chill, you know, they just be vibing, walking real slow around the town. They walk super slow, and their names they're just Nightcrawlers because most of the time they're seen walking around at night. So, you know, no fun name there. But in my opinion, Savannah, you're maybe going to think this is weird, but I kind of think they're cute.
Honestly, I kind of do too, but they're also like weird because it's like I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
but from a distance they do kind of look cute.
Like, I kind of want to give one a hug. It kind of looks really fun to give a hug. It kind of looks like Baymax from Big Hero 6.
Yeah maybe that's it. It's just reminding us of Baymax.
Yeah, right. But you know what? I'm not the only person that thinks it's cute, because the Fresno Nightcrawler is known to be the cute cryptid. Like, that's what people call it. Yeah. Oh. You know, adorable. And they don't hurt people. You know, they're just cute, tall, two long-legged things. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. So, let's get to the theories of what these little Fresno Nightcrawlers could be. People normally take it two different routes. Just a regular cryptid or an alien. Da-da-dun. So, most people...
That's about what I expected.
Yeah, I mean, really, what else could it be? You know, what other option really is there in life? Most people say cryptid, you know, just because they have never really been seen to fly or, like, enter any ships or anything like that. So, like, maybe they're from a different planet, but, like, nobody's ever seen them anywhere else but near trees and wooded areas. They're also seen in, like, packs. Like, in the first two, in both of the videos, there are two. Nightcrawlers. So, you know, they travel in packs. I don't know really what that means, but I wonder how many of them there are out there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to know. But one of the main investigators of, like, the, like, Jose, the first guy's, like, you know, obviously he went to the police. That's how we have this story. He had went to the police with what he found. And the main investigator, on that case, He came out and said that he actually believes that it is an alien species. And it's, I don't remember what they're called, and I forgot to look it up, but the, like, praying mantis alien species.
Oh, theory. Okay.
But in my opinion, I don't really think they look like the praying mantis at all.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I think the reason why he's saying that is because that, and this is a whole other topic we'll have to just cover one day, is like different theories of different alien species. But for this like praying mantis alien species, people assume them to be a very peaceful species. So this investigator is like, well, this is a very peaceful race of beings. And he seems to think that they're here from another planet to rebuild the union between man and Earth.
Well, that could be it, maybe.
I know from afar that sounds a little bit wild, you know? like, maybe this man's out there. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing out there thinking about these thoughts. But if you really kind of think about it, when they first were seen, it was the late 90s, early 2000s, right? And this man's theory is that he wanted to, like, reunite man with the Earth. So, I was just thinking about it, and he's like, what if they came here to be like, you guys have to step it up, you know, maybe stop global warming. But what if they realized that it was too late to help us and they left? Because Fresno Nightcrawlers have not really been seen since then.
Yikes. That would suck.
So, even though his theory is a little bit wild, if it is true, that's not a good sign for us. Not a good sign for us at all.
Yeah, or maybe their plan is taking a little bit too long.
Yeah, exactly. Or who knows what they're cooking up out there in the Yosemite forest or whatever, you know? Yeah. Or maybe they're just chilling. Yeah. Maybe they're like, we're tired of walking around. Y'all are annoying. Humans are really annoying.
Yeah. Or they realize, they're like, oh, we got caught on two cameras. We gotta not be caught anymore.
They're like, we don't want the paparazzi, guys. We don't want the fame. But in Fresno, California, there is a ton of night crawler art. That's really hard to say. That you can take pictures with. You know, it's kind of like how Mothman is to Point Pleasant. That's how Fresno is to the night crawlers.
Okay.
Very cute. I think, you know, we should really try to go visit. Also, I know they haven't been seen, but also I'm down to search for one, you know. Never.
That'd be cool.
You never know. But yeah. That is pretty much all I have for you. That's the legend of the Fresno Nightcrawlers.
Wow. That's awesome, honestly. I kind of want to go with their aliens, too. But I don't know. Because, like, they...
One thing that I do think is weird is that they're only seen in Fresno, California. That's very specific. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's real specific.
Yeah.
Something, maybe something's going on there, you know? Some sort of alien headquarters. I don't know. I really don't know. But I do think those little guys are cute. I'll give them that.
Yes,
and if I saw one, I might want to give him a hug.
What if they look creepy in person, though, with the details?
Well then obviously I'm running. Can you imagine that thing running after you? Because I know that it walks slow, but I would not want to see it run after me.
Okay, but what if they're just slow, even though they have long legs?
Well, that's true. I mean, it's a possibility. But I feel like they wouldn't be slow. Ew, that's so creepy.
Yeah.
Ew. I hate thinking about it. But anyways, definitely go look at our Instagram so you can see what these guys look like, and definitely see some creepy renditions of some hat men. I know we'll find those.
Mm-hmm.
Scary.
No, definitely. Both kinds, probably.
Yeah, definitely. So. Both kinds. And go rate and review us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And also, if you listen on Spotify, we always put polls, and we love when you guys answer the polls. So Yes. Go answer the polls. Yes. Now.
Yeah, you can answer some of the questions, but we'll put a question that we asked each other and see what you guys think.
Mm-hmm. We sure will.
And then maybe we can post, we'll post some of the answers if we get any good ones.
Yeah. If your answer is good enough, we'll post it. No pressure, though. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, because I think there's a way to get the question so you can type in an answer, right?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Okay. Yeah.
For sure. But anyways, other than that, I don't really have anything else. What about you, Savannah?
I think that wraps it up.
All right. Well, I guess we will see you guys next week.
All right. Cue the music.